Parshas Chayisara, Kapitel Chof Dalid, Posik Yud. Ayika Ha'eved, Asara Gimalim, Migmale Adoinov, Vayelech, Necholtub Adoinov Biyodoi, Vayokum Vayelech Alaram Narai Melionachar. And the Eved, the servant, took 10 camels of his master's camels and went, Vayelech. And all the best of his master was in his hand. He arose, Vayokom, Vayelech, and went, El Aram Narayim, to Aram Narayim, El Ir Nochar, to the city of Nochar. Eliezer, the Eved of Avram, was in search for a shidduch for his master's son, Yitzchak Avinu. Why does the pasuk say, Vayelech, and he went with all of the best of his master in his hand, and then say again, Vayokum Vayelech, and he arose and he went. Seems to be repetitive. Rashi says, the Chaltub Adonino Biyodoy, Avram wrote a gifty to Yitzchak of all his possessions, so that they would be eager to send their daughter to him. Who's they? The family of whoever the prospective match for Yitzchak. He wanted them to be eager that Yitzchak is a wealthy person. It says in the Medrash of Gracious Rabbah, Eliezer came to Aram Naharayim on the same day he left Avram's house. Although it is a great distance between the two places, he made it in one day. A miracle occurred for him. Eliezer had kvitzas haderech. The ground contracted and the journey was shortened. Rashi says, and pasuk mem beis, va'avoy hayoyim el ha'oyin. And I, who's I, we're talking about Eliezer over here, came to the spring. Hayoim Eloyin, I came today to the spring. Eliezer was saying that today he came to the spring on the same day that he left his point of departure. V'ovay Hayoim, today, the same day he left is the same day he got there. We see from here that Eliezer had Kfitzas HaDerech. It says in the 8th Yosef, the reason that Eliezer told Laban about his miraculously short journey. Why did he say it? He told it. Eliezer tells Laban, you should know I had a short journey. Why did he tell him? It was to impress upon Rivka's family, Laban and the rest of the gang, that the shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka was divinely ordained. It was Hashgacha Pratis. It was going to happen. The Rabbi Shalom wanted it to happen. It says, no, Yosef Chai. There were two Vayelech goings of Eliezer. There was Vayelech and Vayokum Vayelech. The first Vayelech represents Eliezer going in the natural order of the world. He began a journey to Aram Narayim. That was the first Vayelech. The second Vayelech was his journey in the way of a miracle, of a nes, when he had Kvitzas HaDerech. Certainly Eliezer did not have Kfitzas HaDerech from the time he left the house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not generally make miracles occur in public. So if he would have had it right away from the second he left Kfitzas HaDerech, the people of the town would have recognized that a miracle occurred. And generally, the Yosef Chai, the Ben Ish Chai is explaining that the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't make it known like that. And therefore, it was only when Eliezer got to the desert, when he got out of the city limits and was traveling alone, not in the view of others, that he had Kvitzas HaDerech. So he's explaining why it says Vayelech twice. Vayelech the first time is the natural order of the world leaving. He went. That was the first one. And the second one teaches us that he had Kvitzas HaDerech. It says in the Chochmas HaTorah, no one other than Avram could ride his camels. Avram's camels were exclusively for him. If someone attempted to ride them, the camels would injure the person. Eliezer feared going to Aram Naharaim, a place where Rishon lived. He feared they would harm him. Eliezer knew that he was doing Yishlichus for Avram Avinu, and perhaps would be protected from these Rishon. Eliezer knew who his master was. Eliezer attempted to ride these camels of Avram Avinu, who only Avram could ride. If he was able to ride these camels, he would know that he has the chusim with which to save him. Gemalim et migmali adayinav, the prophet says, Vayikach ha'eved asor gemalim et migmali adayinav. Eliezer took camels from the camels that only his master rode. Vayelach. And Eliezer mounted the camel to see if he'd be able to ride it. When he saw v'chol tov adayinav b'yadoy, that everything was good, and he was able to ride a camel, vayakum vayelach, he got up and went to Aram Naharaim, knowing he would be protected. Unbelievable. So he wanted, Eliezer was petrified. He's going to a place of Kulei Rishon. How is he going to be protected? He knew that if he can get onto Avram's camel and ride Avram's camel, something which no one else was able to do aside from Avram Avinu himself, that would mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam was with him and he'd be protected. It says in the Mari Shaif, the word toiv, we quote the Gemara in Brochus on Daf Hey, ain toiv el teira, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem teirasi al tazoibi. The word toiv refers only to the Torah, as it says in the pasuk, for I have given you good doctrine, do not abandon my Torah. Eliezer took with him the Torah of his master, Avraham Avinu, so that he can pass it along to others whenever, wherever he went. That's what the pasuk is telling us. What does it mean? He took Torah. He had an opportunity. He saw someone. Doyle Marshke. He's going to teach Torah to others. It says in the Klei Yochar, the pasuk does not tell us what Eliezer took in his hand. V'chol tov adayinav b'yodeh. But it doesn't tell us what. Because the good which he had in his hand refers to the Torah HaKadosha. For the Torah is the Torah Ahamitis, true goodness. Like the Mari Shtaif. What else could Torah be, he says. The Mari Shtaif is saying is Ein Torah el Torah because that we say we have a pasuk. Kliyok is saying Stamazay, Bisvar Poshet. What's true goodness? Torah is the only thing. So obviously he took Torah with him. It says in the Rekeach, and it says, Vayikach Eved Asar Gemal Migmal Yadoyna Vayelach Chol Tov Adoyna B'yod Yochum Vayelach. Eliezer got up and went with Zrizus, alacrity. He went excited quickly. He wanted to get it. He had an opportunity to listen and fulfill the command of Avraham Avinu, and he was excited to do it. It says in the Mincha Belulah, Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer with all of his good, v'chol tov. Avraham wanted Eliezer to have all of the hashgacha which he himself, Avraham Avinu, would have had. Had Avraham Avinu gone, he would have had a certain hashgacha. He wanted Eliezer to have that same hashgacha. In case it was necessary, miracles should occur for Eliezer as they would for Avraham. That's what he was taking with him, that hashgacha. He was a representative of Avraham. It was Ke'en Avraham went. It says in the Yalkut HaZoivi, Eliezer took 10 camels connected to 10 nisyonis with which Avraham Avinu was tested and successfully passed. Avraham Avinu told Eliezer to take the 10 camels so that the schus of his passing the 10 nisyonis should be with Eliezer in a search for a wife for Yitzchak. That's why he took 10. 10 camels. That would be representing the 10 nisyonis that Avraham Avinu passed. It says in the Teferet Shlomo, the wellspring of Torah has his chachos each and every day. Eliezer was the prime Talmud of Avraham Avinu and did not want to miss a day of chidushei Torah from Avraham Avinu. Consequently, because of that, a nace occurred to him that his journey was completed in the same day so that he would not miss his chachos Torah from Avraham Avinu for even one day. Says in the Be'ach Moshe, Kosei Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Hei, there were three who had Kfitzas HaDerech: Eliezer, the Eved of Avram, Yaakov and Avishai ben Tzruya. The Chachamim are coming to tell us, why does it tell us there are three? What do we need to know there are three? The Chachamim are coming to tell us that the reason that these three were Zeichet to Pitzus HaDerech was because at that time they were Isaac in the three pillars of the world. It says in the Mishnah in Ovis, Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olim Oymid, Al HaTeirah V'Al HaVoidah V'Al Gemilas Chasadim. The world stands on three things, Teirah, HaVoidah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Eliezer was Zeichet to Pitzus HaDerech in the Schus of Teirah, by not missing one day of his Chatzis HaTeir from Avraham Avinu. It says in Savar Yishol, on the Haftera, in Parashas Chayisar, V'amelech David Zokim Boba Yomim, V'yechaseyu B'begodim V'yecham Loi. David HaMelech was old, advanced in his years. They covered him with garments, but he did not become warm. The Pasuk in Bereishis, in Vayechi, says, V'yikir B'yimei Yisrael Lomos. The time approached for Yisrael, for Yaakov Avinu to die. The Zohar says that the Pasuk is teaching us that each and every day that Yaakov Avinu did not do a chet, and he performed mitzvahs, he became closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These days in which Yaakov Avinu became closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu were like clothing with which he clothed his neshama. Each day, Yaakov Avinu was creating a tikkun for his neshama. Zok de Tzavar Yishol. We can learn the same thing here by David HaMelech. The Pasuk begins by telling us that David HaMelech was old, and he was coming with his days. What does it mean? V'amelech David Zokim bo b'yomim. He was coming with his days, meaning that the days of his life brought him closer to Hashem. The Pasuk ends, the Pasuk ends that David HaMelech's clothing did not keep him warm. David HaMelech's life was one filled with days in which he brought himself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he made beautiful clothing for his neshama. However, there was one shemetz, an inkling of a chet which David received Yisurin for, by his physical clothing not keeping him warm. Through Yisurin, he achieved a kapara on that as well. So don't think David HaMelech was a tremendous, it looks like it, you say, well, it'd be a terrible chet. Chasu Shalom, it's a shemetz, he says, a shemetz, an inkling of a chet. Whatever that means. And the way that had to, if David HaMelech on his madrega, he got a kapara by the physical clothing, his gruchnias, he was Baba Yamim, he came with his days. The Pasuk repeats, Vayokum Bayelach, he got up and he went. Eliezer was Eicher to Kvises HaDerech and the Schus HaTorah. Eliezer was cognizant that this world is a work in process. Every day we must work on connecting ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, through the Torah HaKadosha and the Mitzvahs HaTorah. Eliezer went in the natural order of the world when he first left. All he could think about was how he can stay connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In this chus, he was zeicha to get up and go. You want to know why he was zeicha? Because that's what he was thinking about. He brought himself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every step. And that is the yisoid. We have to be connected. We have to stay connected. A person, if he has to go to work, he has to go do things, he has to go shopping, whatever it is he has to do. But he has to realize, what does he want out of life? What is the most important thing? Eliezer went, he had a job to do, he had to go find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. But he knew he wanted to stay connected. And in that chus, he was Zeichat Hekvitzis HaDerech. And the Pasuk reiterates, Vayokum Vayelech, it was in that chus that he was Zeichat Hekvitzis HaDerech. A little bit later in the parasha, the pasuk says in the kapitel Chavdal pasuk Samuch Zayin, "Vayivyahu Yitzchak ha'oyel asari imo vayikach as Rivka vatiloi liisha vayeoveha vayinochem Yitzchak acher imo." This is the final part of the shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent of Sarah's mother. He married Rivka, she became his wife, and he loved her. And Yitzchak was consoled after his mother. Rashi quotes in Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah. The Pasuk mentions Sarah because when Rivka came into the tent, some of the things that happened when Sarah was alive happened for Rivka as well. As long as Sarah Imenu was alive, a lamp burned in her tent from Erev Shabbos until the next Erev Shabbos. Her dough was blessed, and there was a cloud hung over her tent, a cloud signifying the Shechinah. When Sarah died, these brachas stopped, they ceased. When Rivka entered the tent, all of these brachas resumed. The dough being blessed and the cloud hanging over the tent are obviously special brachas. We understand that. The dough was blessed, there's a cloud hanging, that's the Shechinah. Beautiful. But what does it mean? What is the significance by telling us that the lamp burning from Erev Shabbos till the following Erev Shabbos? Why do you need a lamp to burn from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos? What is that special bracha? It said in the Sisei Chachamim, these three events which occurred to Sarah Imenu and Rivka Imenu correspond to the three mitzvahs which apply specifically to Noshim, to women. The lamps burning from Erev Shabbos till the following Erev Shabbos represents the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris for Shabbos, which is primarily given over to the Noshim. The dough being blessed, having dough that has bracha in it, represents the mitzvah of separating the challah, which again is a mitzvah specifically for Noshim. And the cloud, which signifies the Shechinah, represents the mitzvah of Tairis HaMishpacha, of being Tahar in order for the Shechinah to rest upon them. It says in Rabbeinu Ephraim, he quotes a pasuk in Koheles, Kapitel Aleph, pasuk Hei, Vazarach Hashem Mishubo HaShemesh, and the sun rises and the sun sets. Before the light of Sarah Imenu went down, the light of Rivka Imenu arose. Rivka's meisim were like Sarah's meisim. Therefore, all of the special brachas which occurs for Sarah occurred for Rivka. It says in the Imre Shefer, Chazal say that it is osur to be misavel over a deceased person more than necessary. So, Le'elenu, someone dies and he's an avel, he has to mourn, but he's not allowed to overdo it. There's a certain amount that Chazal tells we have to do, and more than that is also. This rule only applies if one is mourning over the anguish of the loss, the deceased themselves. However, if one is mourning over his sins which cause harm to the deceased, that type of mourning has no limitations. That's what he's saying over here, Shlomo Kluger. So if you're crying that Samazai about the deceased person that he died, that is a limit. But if a person is crying because he feels it's his fault that the other person died, then there's no limitations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the day had come for Yeshua to rule. Therefore Moshe had to die, because one kingdom cannot infringe or overlap another kingdom, even a minuscule amount. So Moshe was considered a melech, Yeshua was the next melech, and they couldn't be at the same time a melech. And therefore, Moshe had to die, for Yeshua was going to become the leader. Sarah had to die, because the son of Rivka had begun to shine, the same Yisoid. Sarah was Kain a Malka, and Rivka was a Malka. So when Rivka was going to become it was her time to shine, that means Sarah could no longer be here. Initially Yitzchak thought that perhaps his mother Sarah had died because of his Averis. He therefore mourned excessively over her. He was very sad. He felt he was mourning. He said, it's his fault. However, after he brought Rivka into the tent, and he saw that she was of the same caliber as his mother, Yitzchak realized that Sarah did not die because of his Averis, but rather because the next Tzadekis, Rivka was ready to take over the reins. Vayinochem Yitzchak. Yitzchak was consoled that his mother did not die because of his Averis, and he ceased to mourn. It says in the Shem Yishmuel, the Ramban in his introduction to Sefer Shmoy says that the Avos HaKadoshim were Sori Delekai Aleihem. The council of Hashem was over their tents. The Avos themselves were the Merkava, the divine chariot. The Shekhinah rested with the Avos and then returned to Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan. The three special events which occurred in the tent in the oil of Sori Imenu were found in the Mishkan. Sarah's candles burning from Erev Shabbos till Erev Shabbos, the Ner HaMaravi, the western lamp, the menorah, which stayed burning through a miracle. The bracha in the dough was the lechem aponim, which would stay hot and fresh. And the cloud, the ananiya cover, the shechinah above her tent, that represented the shechinah above the mishkan. What was the significance in the candles of Sarah burning from Erev Shabbos till the following Erev Shabbos? The weekdays did not detract from the light which occurred on Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos stayed throughout the week until it was renewed by the following Shabbos. It says in the Rosh, Gemara and Brachas, Mistaber Shibnei Adam Shurgilin Tam Lasek Adivei Torah. Why is Birchas HaTorah only said once a day? One should have to make the bracha each time before learning Torah. Only make it once. Why? A yid is always occupied with Torah. Even when one needs to leave the Beis Medrash for various errands, he is always rushing to return to the Beis Medrash to learn the Torah HaKadosha. Since his mind is always on Torah, it is never considered that he made a hefsek, and he therefore does not need to say new birchas HaTorah. It says in the Levush, it's unbelievable. We said this over in the Tefillah Shir. Na'ir Chaim, Hatam Nochel Min Argenu Shanim Mavorach and Bachal Boik Yishtei Brachas Al Torah. We say two brachas every morning on the Torah. The first bracha. Why do we say two brachas? It's one brachas al Torah. We say two brachas. Why two? The first bracha is the bracha Achrayne from the Torah the day before. We don't see a bracha Achrayne. Where's the bracha Achrayne for Torah? Dr. Lavush, that's the first bracha we make in the morning. The second bracha is the bracha Rishayne for that day's learning. Why? How does that work? A yid thinks about the Torah the entire day. He thinks about Torah until he ends up falling asleep. Then when he wakes up, he was an oinis, and he needs to make a bracha achrayin on the Torah he learned the day before. It says in the Kolboy, Mevorach al Nei b'Matzah Shabbos. Why do we make a bracha on fire only on Matzah Shabbos? L'chayr a fire, we have an all from it. It is a birchas hananin, and it should be made before every time one uses fire. You use fire for heat, you use fire to cook, you use fire for light. Zok the Kolboy. The reason we do not make a bracha every time is because we are constantly using fire. We use it for light, we use it to cook, we use it for heat. Being that we constantly use it, we don't have to make a bracha each time. On Shabbos, we do not cook nor create new fire. So after Shabbos, we make a new bracha which lasts the entire week. Now we can understand what does it mean? What is the gadlus that Rivka Imenu and Sarah Imenu that had it before her, that the Neiris were from Erev Shabbos until the next Erev Shabbos? Sarah Imenu was a true Eved Hashem. Every act which she performed was always with the Rabbeinu Shlalom in mind. Special bracha was found in her home because she was meticulous in performing the mitzvahs HaTorah with the proper intentions. The lamp burning from Erev Shabbos to the following Erev Shabbos teaches us a great lesson in Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem has to be constant. It must always be on our minds and hearts as we have to constantly learn the Torah HaKadosha. Sarah would light the candles for Shabbos Kodesh, and the Kedusha Shabbos remained with her throughout the week. Her life revolved around Kedusha at all times. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, V'chivin sh'roh ha'isa, sh'yoysa k'maysa imoy, miyad, v'yiveh ha'yitzlok ha'ila. The Medrash says that when Yitzhak observed that the actions of Rivka were like those of his mother, he immediately brought her into his tent and married her. The Medrash says that he observed her actions. In other words, if you be careful and read the Medrash properly, it doesn't say that he saw these three things happen. He saw before these three things happened. He saw her actions. He saw that she was a Bas Yisrael, she was a Tznua, she had good midos, she was Kedusha, she was a Shtik Kedusha. Doesn't say that she saw miracles in the tent. So it was Rivka's pure and righteous deeds which Yitzchak saw that made him want to marry Rivka. And these righteous deeds, were brought about the miracles which occurred in the tent. Have a good Shabbos.